What about the issue of crossover? We've kind of been sensitized to that issue because of the combination chemotherapy studies. I know in the San Antonio meeting, Martine Picard stood up and questioned you about that. Can you kind of review how was the trial structured in terms of crossover?
E2100 did not include a crossover. So we had no provisions for patients who were randomized to paclitaxel to have bevacizumab at the time of progression. For at least part of the life of the trial, bevacizumab was approved and commercially available for colon cancer. So it's possible that a few of our patients might have been able to get access to the drug for a crossover at that point, though since it was only approved for colon cancer and the costs are prohibitive for most patients, I think the likelihood of that really contaminating our study with a lot of crossover is really minimal. We talked a lot about whether we should have a crossover in 2100, and we decided not to for a couple of pragmatic reasons. One is that it would have made the trial a lot more complicated and a lot more expensive to do, and our primary endpoint was progression-free survival. So having a crossover would not have contributed to our primary endpoint at all. At the time E2100 was designed, we didn't have the results of the capecitabine trial, but we got those results within the first year of E2100 being open for accrual. And those patients who've now progressed on their first chemotherapy are the largest group of patients who enrolled in the capecitabine trial, which found improvements in response rate, but no improvements in progression-free survival. So it was hard at that point to justify going back and amending 2100 to provide a crossover based on results of a negative trial in that patient population. But the people who point to this as a criticism of the design and who wonder when we actually have survival data that will be meaningful, if those survival data would be different if we had allowed or provided for a crossover, have a very legitimate criticism. I think the data in more advanced people would suggest that that's not likely to influence our results. But without a trial that includes a crossover, I certainly don't have data that will prove that.